Sound Center, now in their new location at 27 East Market View Drive in Market View Plaza, Champaign. The music shop offers private lessons on all instruments in their brand new studios. They also provide a complete band and orchestra instrument repair and service department.
Sunny and 32 is the forecast for today. It's 17 right now in Friends Plaza. Jeff Bosser joins us for AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. After waiting weeks, Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich Thursday took action to restore some of the money he cut from the state's budget. He agreed to funding for child welfare workers and drug treatment centers. He also put back money for state parks, but his office won't guarantee the parks will remain open. About a dozen historic sites are set to close at the end of the month, and the governor refused to restore money for that purpose. He also cut funding for other constitutional officers, which could result in more layoffs. The legislature sent Blagojevich a plan in October to sweep money from special accounts that could be used for other state government needs. But the governor says federal restrictions on some of those accounts and a worsening economy left him no choice but to hold off restoring all the funds. The governor earlier this week asked lawmakers for wide latitude to cut the budget further to deal with a growing deficit, but the legislature wrapped up its fall session without acting on his proposal. House Republican Randy Ramey of Carroll Stream says it appears the fiscal problems will have to wait.
There's no money to be had. We're $4 billion behind in payments, $100 billion in debt. They're not giving him borrowing authority to try to shore up some of this stuff. If we're stalled now and we don't have any ideas now, I'm guessing that they're not going to address anything till next year.
Ramey says he expects the General Assembly will consider several options, even raising taxes in the spring. Blagojevich has vowed he will reject any income or sales tax increase. The Boys and Girls Club in Champaign-Urbana is struggling to avoid making cuts as state payments fall behind. The Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club relies on those reimbursement dollars for its Teen Reach program and the more than 100 young people who participate daily. But it hasn't received any state dollars since September. Director of Administration Rachel Wright says they're trimming back on some activities like field trips, slowed spending to a crawl, and taking advantage of more free events. She admits it's an uneasy time for the agency's board, which will have to cut positions if the state continues to lag behind. But Wright says such a move would bring on additional problems.
We also have to consider the fact that if we cut staff and we can't serve as many children, that affects the number of program dollars we're able to get, because the programs that the agencies that fund our programs want to ensure that we're serving as many kids as possible. If we cut back on the number of kids we serve, we also affect that kind of income as well.
Teen Reach serves youth between 11 and 18 years old. Wright says the agency must continue running six or seven different activities within it to receive state dollars. She says the Boys and Girls Club is already facing a challenge as corporate donations have slowed down. Its board is planning a couple of new fundraisers to coincide with those already planned. Champaign's County Board held off on a vote last night on its nursing home administrator after a legal opinion from the state's attorney's office advised against it. The resolution called for endorsing nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger in its new capacity as an employee of Management Performance Associates, the consulting firm the county hired to operate the nursing home. But a legal opinion delivered shortly before last night's meeting stated that under their contract with MPA, the county board could not take action that might directly seek Buffenbarger's dismissal. Champaign Democrat Michael Richards says that runs counter to what he was told when the county board approved MPA's contract. Richards says MPA has been doing a good job with the nursing home, but he doesn't feel that way about Buffenbarger.
I was initially skeptical, but I will applaud MPA on the job they're doing. But I think with the complaints we've heard from the union and our lack of fiscal discipline at the nursing home, that we need to change some of the higher-level personnel over there.
County Board Chairman Pius Weibel put the measure on the county board agenda on behalf of Richards and other Democrats critical of Buffenbarger and MPA. He says he'll talk with the county's legal counsel before deciding what to do next. In the meantime, the county board did vote to approve $780,000 in tax anticipation warrants for the nursing home. The money will keep the nursing home going into 2009 and be paid off with nursing home property tax revenue due next year. County officials hope that the nursing home will be operating in the black by then. Officials say two Eastern Illinois University students were hurt when a large copper panel in the school's new art center fell to the stage during an orchestra rehearsal. The Mattoon Journal-Gazette reports that both students went to Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center Wednesday night after the incident in the newly renovated Dvorak Concert Hall. A statement from the school says one student has been released and the other is being treated by a hand specialist. The Department of Music says the panel knocked out one of the student's teeth. He says the other student or undergo hand surgery at Springfield Memorial Hospital. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. And Ed, I note today is the one-year anniversary of the death of Herbert Saphir. He is credited with having created the five-category system used to describe hurricane strength.
Okay, the Saphir-Simpson scale.
There you go. And Herbert Saphir passed away at the age of 91 year ago today.
I didn't realize a whole year had passed. Boy, that went fast, because I do recall when that happened. But
yeah.
Well, wow.
Well, no hurricanes today for us. We will have some sun, but it's going to remain chilly. And there are still those snow advisories.